I wanted to read a few verses beginning in Deuteronomy chapter 29. Verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 10. Ye stand this day all of you before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, and with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the stranger that is in thy camp, and the hewer of wood, of thy wood, under the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldst enter into covenant with the Lord thy God, and into his oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he hath been unto thee, and as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant in this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Moses is coming to the end of his life, his service for the Lord. He's talking to the people of Israel. You might say he's pleased with that. Go on for the Lord. You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord. Take those words to heart. We stand today, we sit here today, before the Lord our God. Your little ones, your wives, a stranger that's in the camp. So, there's a wide age range here this evening. I think I see some in their 80s. I see some young people, quite young, some children. We're here today before the Lord. And he's asking us to make a covenant with him, to serve the Lord. The people of Israel getting ready to go into the land that God had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Moses is saying to them, I want you to make this covenant with the Lord. You know, if you read through the Old Testament, there are a number of people who would speak about the Lord by God. Perhaps Saul, the son of the Lord by God. But there are others that say the Lord by God. The Lord our God. Take it personal. The Lord my God. You know, we sat for two gospel meetings tonight and last night. For the love of God has been told. And warning of the judgment to come. And you made it personal. Can you say the Lord, my God? Let's go over to chapter 30. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. Blessing and cursing, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Lord Jesus is speaking to us.
Lord Jesus is speaking to us tonight. And here's Moses, I have set before you life and death. Remember what Joe said in his announcements? If you haven't come to Christ, I don't want you to go on the lake. It's not safe. We have the promise the Lord Jesus is coming at any moment. Perhaps before we're finished here this evening. Have you accepted Him? Have you made it personal? Can you say, the Lord, my God? Don't put it off. You know, in the prayer from the gospel tonight and last night, there was a lot of prayer that went up before the Lord for each one of us. But particularly for anyone who has not come to Christ. Make it personal. The Lord, my God. And here, going back to the 29th chapter, neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God. And also with him that is not here with us this day. That brings to mind there are others at home, in our home assemblies. Do I conduct myself in a way that would distract those from coming to Christ? There are some families here expecting children. If that is not here with us this day, we have instruction to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. From the womb, to bring them up for Christ. I want to go back to Exodus chapter 12. You know the story there of the Passover and that Passover lamb and that blood that was on the side posts and the upper doorposts of the house. The Lord said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And I think we all know the beautiful picture that is of the blood of Christ and being sheltered by the blood. But further along in the chapter, verse 26, and it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshipped. Are the things of Christ important enough to us that we delight to share them with our children? You know, there's a lot of you younger ones here that have do not have children at this time. But if the Lord leaves us here, perhaps you will. And here is the responsibility, the charge that is given to share these things with our children. Perhaps you've got younger siblings, cousins, friends, younger children in your assembly at home. Do you talk to them about the things of the Lord? Is that what's uppermost in our minds? Shall say it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. And then there's one last thing I wanted to talk about. If you belong to Christ, what has He asked you to do? We We know he's asked us to spread the gospel. But there's something else. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the privilege, if the Lord has not yet come, to be gathered around him. Him alone. And to remember him in his death. This too. In remembrance of me. This too in remembrance of me. And we've had it several times already. The Lord is coming at any moment. Perhaps this may be the last opportunity to answer his request. You know, when we get the glory, we won't need the remembrance. We'll be there with him, gathered around him. But how will you feel to stand before the Savior and just have to say, I very much appreciate what you did for me, Lord Jesus, my Savior. What I was afraid to do. That one thing that you asked me to do. I was afraid of the questions that would be asked. I was afraid of the older brothers in the assembly and what they would say to me. And what they would want to know about my life. But the Lord Jesus said, this too. This too. In remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. As an old brother who's now with the Lord, been with the Lord for many years, called Don Belsali, used to tell us, this is a promise. And I believe it will be possible to remember the Lord in his death until he comes. And they said, I trust that the Lord will keep me there. Gathered around him alone to answer that request. And I don't want to have to say to him, I came to a point where it wasn't any longer possible. I came to a point in my life where I was afraid to do it. It's a simple request. Do it. This too. In remembrance of me. Read the chorus of that number 7 that we sang. Again, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.